the real question of Sefer Shmos is the transition of the Jewish people from being a family, Sefer Bereishis, to a nation. And I spent many years thinking about the question, at what point does that transition happen? The death of Yaakov, maybe, because that's the end of the period of the Avos. Is it the death of Yosef? So just something for you to consider as you're thinking this week about the beginning of Sefer Shmos. The very first time the Jewish people are referred to as a nation in the Torah is actually by Paro. So the Torah says, Uvnei Yisrael paru vayishritzu vayirbu vayatzmu bim'od ma'od vatimalei ha'aretz osam. The Jews became very numerous. So the Torah says, Vayakom melech hadash al Mitzrayim asher lo yada es Yosef. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. Vayomer el amo. So he says to his nation, Hine am b'nei Yisrael rav v'atzu mimenu. He doesn't say b'nei Yisrael. He succeeds in defining the Jewish people as a separate entity, as a foreign entity. Hine am b'nei Yisrael. They're a different nation. Rav atzum mimenu. They're stronger than us, and then he's able to, of course, set in motion the pattern of events that would lead to the slave enslavement of the Jewish people. But it's a fascinating thing. It was Paro who first defined the Jewish people as a nation. And I would submit to you for your consideration that that was an essential step in the programmatic genocide that he was about to lay out when he says that we should eliminate all of the males from this people. It was necessary to define them as a foreign body, even as a separate nation. It's the first time in the Torah the Jewish people are referred to as an Am. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Amar Retzik HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zako says to Yisrael, L'fika Achir Bav Tamitzo Shenemar Adonai Chavei Tzaman Tzidko Yagdiel Terav Yadir Kaddish Terabanan.